Back out at the Gifford State Bank 42nd Annual Christmas Craft Show, I found Char and Angel and their wonderful display. I noticed there were some dream catchers and various Christmas trees and all kinds of other interesting crafts. So how long have you been here at the show?
My mom and I, we've been here over 30 years.
So you two have been working together for a while. Where can the listeners find you in the venue?
We are right off of door 13. Come through door 13, we're on the left-hand side.
And that'll be on the south side of the building, correct?
Correct.
So I understand that the dream catchers are more of your specialty. Could you tell me about them?
Well, they come from the Indians. When they do it, everything moves to the right, is to take away the bad dreams. And when they get caught in the web, the sun burns them in the morning.
Is there any significance to you about dream catchers? Like, do you have some kind of connection with them?
No, I just think they're pretty.
And that's not a bad thing to think. That's the reason I walked over here. I saw them, and I used to have one of those on my bed when I was younger because one of my grandparents down in the Oklahoma area had some connections.
Yep.
So it's a fun folk story to pass down from generation to generation.
Each one of my grandchildren have a dream catcher in their room that I made for them.
You hand make all of these?
Yes, all handmade. They're not bought in. I recycle from different necklaces and chimes and ornaments.
And how long have you been doing that for?
About 6 years.
So what are some of the other crafts in your stand you want to talk about?
Well, our newest things this year are our necktie necklaces, made out of neckties with vintage jewelry. Then we have the solar posts that are decorated. There's also the churches on top. We have also a $5 alley. My mom is 83, and she's decided crafting is pretty much done, so now we're starting to clean out the things that she has done over the years. She still does the scrubbies, the dishcloths, the hot pads. She has Christmas tree placemats, napkins. We just have a variety of different things here.
You said your family's been doing it for 30 years, and I assume that your mother was the reason you got into this stuff?
Actually, I got my mother into this. I found out I could get into this show, and so I started out with one booth, ended up with two, ended up with three, and then ended up with these two spots that we've had probably over 26 years.
Do you see that tradition being continued after you feel like your time has been served?
Sis and I are going to continue for a few years afterwards until we get tired of each other.
I mean, that's how siblings are, right? Even if you get tired of each other, you're still siblings. I got a younger brother. I know exactly how that feels.
No, it just depends on our lifestyle of what we do.
Did she have to talk you into doing the whole crafts thing, or were you fully on board from the start?
I was on board. I finally found the time to drop everything else and say, yeah, I'm here. I help. I love doing it for with mom and with my sister. It's family.
We grew up as 4-H'ers, so crafting was something that we always did through 4-H. Our mother is very, very crafty. She taught herself how to sew, how to paint, and so she taught us different things and how to arrange things.
Well, I think that you sisters have done a very lovely job with your stand this year.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, too, for your time. Thank you for telling me about the history of your stands here.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Yeah. And if you're listening, be sure to come on out to the Gifford State Bank Christmas Craft Show at Gordyville, USA, and find these two sisters, Char and Angel, here near door 13 on the south side. Be sure to stay tuned here on WITY for continued coverage of the Gifford State Bank Christmas Craft Show.